Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, our special guest is Barbara Hopewell. She's sports mom to Summer Sanders, who is a swimmer who won 4 medals, including 2 golds at the 1992 Olympic Games. Summer wrote a book about her parents called Champions Are Raised, Not Born, How My Parents Made Me a Success. Our topic today is how kids can learn life lessons from sports, and joining us is my brother, mental game coach, Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Patrick, and hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
So thank you so much for joining us. Now, we were just talking about life lessons, but before that, we were saying that probably the most important thing that people need to know is the importance of having fun. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, children, when they're growing up, they, you know, play and fun is their main activity and what they really like to do. And if you can make sports fun for them as well, then it encourages them to want to continue to participate in whatever activity they are involved in. And it also helps them to learn a lot of life lessons that can be carried over to other parts of their life as they grow up.
Now let's talk about one of the other things that you mentioned was that goal setting is important, and I think that's part of the life learning. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, when Summer was swimming, her coaches always had goals, and they would be a long-term goal, and there would be short-term goals. And so every year the goals would change depending on what was going on. So the times. Their goal times would be faster, or her ultimate goal would change from making the junior Olympic national times or making national times to finally making the Olympic team. And so every year the goals would change, and I think that's very important to realize. And the other thing that I think is critically important for parents to realize is if you have a child who is setting goals and working hard to attain those goals, I felt that it was my duty to help foster that child be able to achieve his accomplishments. So if you tell your child, I'm not taking you to practice today, you'll have to figure out how to get there. Or if you're not involved in your child's sport with them, and I know how hard it is to do because I was a working mom myself, that if you're not willing to do that, it's going to make it difficult for your child to reach their goals, and I think it's very discouraging for them.
That's interesting. Now, Patrick, can you talk a little bit about goals?
Well, I'd like to jump in and ask a couple of questions here, Barbara, because we, you know, goal setting is great, and certainly we talk about goal setting as part of the mental game, and athletes need to have goals. But particularly for Summer, were the goals imparted on her, or were the goals set by her? In other words, was she motivated herself to reach her goals? I call it self-motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Or were others imparting the goals upon her and telling her, this is what you need to do, this is the next step to get to the next level? Can you talk a little bit about that aspect?
Sure. Well, her coach, when she was in high school, this not when she was younger, of course, but when she was in high school, and it wasn't a high school coach, she was on a year-round team, and her coach at that time felt it was very important, two things he felt. One was that it was very important that children learn how to coach themselves,
mm-hmm.
so that they can be their own coach. The coach on the deck was just a figurehead. And that was one of his main things that he wanted to impart to all of the kids on the team. The other thing was every year at the beginning of a new season, he would send home a piece of paper. And the kids would have to fill in the times, the goals as far as what level of competition they wanted to reach. And they would have to fill those in, and they would have to be a long-term goal and a couple of short-term goals in between those two, in between the ultimate goal at the end of the season. And then the coach would sit down with them and go over their sheets, and they would talk about, now, is this a realistic time drop, or is this too easy for you to reach? And he would talk to them about it, but he was very good at letting them make the decisions based on his input.
Which is so different than sports like gymnastics and skating, sports that I work with athletes in today, that you can't do anything as a gymnast or a skater without, you know, approval from your coach. And the coach is always there, you know, imparting, you know, injecting their coaching and really what I think is controlling the athletes. So what you're saying is, in a sport like swimming, you have to be self-motivated, and you have to set your own goals, and you have to know what you want, and not necessarily rely on the coaches to be telling you where you need to go.
Well, I will tell you that there are coaches out there who are swim coaches out there who are like that, the ones you're describing. But you don't find... Their swimmers tend to be very fast, very young, and then they just can't take the pressure and the workload. And
yeah.
So that they don't make it to their ultimate goal of, say, the Olympic team or whatever, because they just, you know, they just can't handle it.
I would think in a sport like swimming, where you're training so much and it's so demanding, as kids, that you have to really have passion, you have to really love to do what you're doing, to get into the pool every day and push yourself harder and harder, that has to come from a real passion or love. It's not like you as a sports parent can say, hey, Summer, you need to go swim today. You know, you can't go play with your friends.
Well, that's very true. I will say that there was a period of time when Summer was young. She was about 14, and she was doing all the things you're supposed to do. She was going to practice. She was doing weights. She was, you know, participating all the time in those activities, and she was going to meets. And Summer, honestly, I'm not being braggadocious or anything, but she was a prodigy when it came to swimming. She had a lot of natural God-given talent, and it was obvious to me. I grew up teaching swimming and coaching and lifeguarding and that sort of thing, and I mean, she was beating seven-year-olds as a four-year-old, so I mean, I knew she had something very special. But when she was about 14, we had a family friend that was visiting, and he said to her, Summer, why do you do this? You get up at 4:15 in the morning, you go to workouts, you give up all this time with your friends, and you go to swim meets all the time, and why do you do it? And she just kind of looked at him and said, I don't know. And I just went into, like, what? You don't know? I mean, I just couldn't believe it. So I later on she went to bed, and I went into her room, and I said, listen, we have to talk about this, because I give up so much of my time, and it was costing me a great deal of money to keep her involved in the sport. And I said, you know what? Do not be doing this for anyone but yourself, because that's just not right. Don't feel like we will be upset with you if you decide you don't want to swim anymore. You have to do this for you. You give up too much. And
which is a great message.
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah.
How old was she then, Barbara?
She was 14. And I think it was kind of like that, you know, the transition years between becoming a child and becoming a young woman. And she just was very difficult at that age, very moody and difficult to deal with for about a year. And, you know, she would go to swim meets, you see, and she would still win because she was so far and away more talented. But the problem is when you get older, when you're approaching college years, everybody on the top level is talented. But people have to put it together mentally at that time as well. And I think at this point in her life, she was just very flippant about the whole thing and didn't really care. So she would go to practice, but was she really pushing herself in practice? Was she really trying to get better? I don't think so.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.